We're going to begin this hour with a bit of philosophy, Nigerian philosophy.
When I was a boy, they told me that everything happens for a reason, but they were wrong. Some things don't happen for a reason. Some things just happen. You might say I'm too young to be lecturing you, but I've been through the whole circle of life, and I can tell you that this is how it goes. You get born, some things just happen, then you die.
That sense of resignation and cynicism from a Nigerian man comes from the film Confusion Na Wa. The director is Kenneth Gang, who grew up in Nigeria and who knows the religious-inspired violence in his country very well. He's in New York for the 21st African Film Festival, a festival that has had a shadow cast over it by the continuing story of the kidnapping of schoolgirls by the terrorist group Boko Haram. Kenneth Gang's film, Confusion Na Wa, was all about Nigeria's human connections, and it tells its story using a lost cell phone as a metaphor. The metaphor of people and their lost connections has added intensity now in the wake of the schoolgirl kidnappings. And Kenneth Gang wanted to speak to us about the deep sense of outrage people are feeling in his country and a sense of powerlessness that he says defeats people and causes some to even conclude that Boko Haram and its kidnappings have become normal in Nigeria now.
This is a huge moral issue, actually, because people always feel once you are on this side of this religion and you're fighting for this religion, you feel that, okay, whatever they're doing, some people think that it's right. Of course, majority of people don't really think, but I mean, it's always supposed to be 100% against that. And apart from that, you know, like, even at government level, the whole talk about being gay, homosexuality and things like that, where it like passed through parliament, if you're caught like being in the same sex, you'll be jailed for like 14 years. You understand?
I mean, yes, I do. Yeah, it's illegal in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah. So, I mean, all of these things, people, I think sometimes they always delve away from like what it is they need to be talking about or dealing with. And like trying to put themselves, trying to see, okay, like maybe they are like the moral guardians of society. And they are not. I mean, even all these kidnappings, the people who are kidnapping us, Boko Haram, they are really thinking that, okay, what we're actually doing is morally right. And we're trying to set the society straight. But I think like there's a huge gap in there.
Does it make you angry?
Of course. It does make all of us angry. I mean, a lot of young people. And the thing with this, right, this is not the first time it's happening. It happens. The government will always sweep it under the carpet. I know that's like really sensitive to say, but that is the truth. It's not the first time. Some girls were kidnapped before, and some of them were found, and some were actually pregnant or had babies in the forest while taking care of their farms. And so this one happened, and of course the government was still slow in reacting. And that's actually why people took to social media talking about it. That's why we're all retweeting, people are writing lots of tweets, and it finally got the attention of the international community. But, I mean, without that, it always makes us angry why we're always slow to react to situations like this.
What do you think will happen to those girls? Do you think they'll ever be released?
I really wish so, but I think that the more we delay all these things, the more they are really slipping away from our radar. Because what is happening is immediately they just go out there. Because some of the girls that escaped talked about how they were sexually abused that same day. So you can imagine, the more it continues, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I don't think we'll be able to get all of them back, because they're all going to be taken out to various places. So it's not that they're going to be closed out in one place. So, I mean, that's what I think.
Do you have a sister?
I am actually from a family of three. I have like two sisters and I'm the only boy.
What do they say about what's going on?
Thing is, I mean, you always have to think about, if it was your sister that's like there, as in kidnapped, what would you actually say? A lot of people with who think reasonably, they have one unified voice. And that's been, the government needs to do something, we need protection, and kids really need to go to school without getting harassed or killed.
Why is that unified voice unable to really protect those young kids and keep the situation from spiraling out of control?
The thing is this, right? Nigeria is a really complex country. Lots of ethnic groups, lots of regions. And so, like, what is happening in the northern part of Nigeria might not really affect much what the person that is in the southern part of Nigeria. And so before people could actually come together, it takes really a long time. But right now, I think that the Unified Voice has actually done something by getting the international community aware of like what is happening. So I think that with time from this, I'm just positive that we're just going to keep on getting stronger. Because before now, we're always diverse in our views, and we don't really care about the different regions of our huge country.
So many people have spoken to us over the last few weeks about how outraged and embarrassed they are by the government's reaction, and embarrassed that the situation in Nigeria can be so brutal and chaotic. Is there a feeling of humiliation about being Nigerian these days?
Yes, I mean, there is. The truth is this, right? I saw a YouTube clip of our First Lady and the way she reacted to these things, and it was really embarrassing. And I remember I was coming from Rio because I went to attend a film festival in Rio de Janeiro. And, you know, the moment my passport was seen at the airport in Paris, I became then a special case. Like, they wanted to ask me questions, talk to me, what I'm doing, what I'm getting. You understand? It all has to do with the country. And that's what we always talk about. I mean, back home, you might actually just hide, I mean, with your shame, like in your house. But then sometimes you have to just come out and see people. And how would you just be staring at people when you know that your government is really incompetent in handling some of these issues? So it's really, really embarrassing. And most of the time, they just set up committees. Oh, yeah, let's set up a committee to look into this, or set up a committee to look into that. But it's not all about setting up committees. It's all about taking action. And it's action that we always need.
Whose responsibility is it to take action? Is it yours?
Yes. I mean, as a citizen, yes. It's my responsibility to take action and make sure that government should do something. And I would say there are a lot of people who are like me out there who always do that. But we can only try. We have a commander-in-chief who is actually still supposed to hear our voice and do what is right for the citizens of the country.
Do you feel like Nigeria is a democracy right now, that you have a voice, or that it's pointless to try?
It's always pointless to try, but, I mean, we always try. We always try our best, but the democracy we practice in Nigeria is different from the democracy that is here in the United States, for instance. Like, I was just reading about a young girl who actually petitioned Coca-Cola and some of these soft drinks to take out a particular substance from a drink. Do you think that's going to happen in Nigeria? I don't really think so. So, yeah, that is the difference between our democracy and your democracy.
He's here for the 21st African Film Festival in New York City and director of the award-winning movie Confusion Na Wa, Nigerian director Kenneth Giang. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.